Okay. Gonna do this intro in one take because I always have to cut it typically. Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banter, the show with real talk from the custom Lego community. I'm your host as always, Billy, and we're off to a great start already. Now, before we get carried away with this week's exciting guest, I have just a few announcements. First, a quick reminder that while you're listening to the show, you can head on over to the podcast Instagram page where I post a wrap-up every week with photos relating to what was discussed during the episode. So if you are completely lost or unaware of something, there is a good chance it is on the post. Make sure to go follow the Instagram page. It's bricks_and_banter. Following us on Instagram is a great way to keep updated once a new episode is released. Additionally, it is a great way for you guys to share the episodes on your stories and make sure, you know, put it out there for other people to enjoy. I greatly appreciate the support. Speaking of support, huge shout out to this podcast sponsor, Nate's Minifigs. He has an expansive catalog of high-quality resin-printed parts with themes ranging from Star Wars to superheroes to Halo, and even some general accessories like pouches, armors, gloves, backpacks, and, you know, just too much to count right here. Okay, you gotta go check out the website, see it all for yourself. He's got a huge variety of genres, like I'm saying, so make sure to check him out. The kit bashing potential is just off the charts. Use promo code BM4 at checkout, and you will receive 15% off. That's right, 15% off with promo code BM4 at checkout. Support those who support the podcast and check out natesminifigs.com to purchase. Boom, moving right in. That's right. Now, with all that said, this week's episode was just, it was a silly, goofy time, okay? My guest today has only been in the community a year, but is quickly making his presence known through his customs and business alike. That's right, this episode I am joined by none other than Pete from Pete's Armory on Instagram. So let's get right into it. Brick by brick, piece by piece, real talk to the lot of the streets. Brick by brick, piece by piece, real talk to the lot of the streets. Brick by brick, piece by piece, real talk to the lot of the streets. It's like
welcome
the dumbest
to the Bricks
thing.
And Banter podcast run by Pete and Billy. No, I'm kidding.
New host this week. It's Pete from Pete's Armory on Instagram. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good.
I don't know how to host podcasts, man. Honestly, we might be better off if you just take it from here.
I know. I guess for those who don't know me, I'm Pete. You know, I run a little store on Squarespace, PetesArmory.com. Check it out. It'll probably be in the post if Billy's nice to me.
If I'm
well behaved. But yeah,
oh shoot, new copper drop item. This literally just got posted 35 seconds ago from Brick Arms.
Oh,
the new, check it out on Insta.
Oh,
yo, this just a behind the scenes for anybody, and I don't say this to like, look, this is gonna sound really bad because it's like I'm not giving my guests the proper attention.
That's okay,
but
that's
okay. I fidget on my phone and just slide between Instagram and my notes.
Ooh.
Because I have notes on the show because I am prepared. Okay,
dude, this looks
and
nice.
As we were going through this, I was kept refreshing my feed as a fidget toy, and here
of
we are.
Course,
there's
course.
A new copper drop item, baby. We'll get to it later.
Yep.
Simple
yep.
as that.
Love it. All right. But anyways, before Billy interrupted me, it's okay though. I still love you, Billy. I have a resin printing business. I make all kinds of accessories, mostly Star Wars, but I'm starting to branch into some modern, like sci-fi kind of military stuff. But yeah, I've been running it for about 8 months, but I've been in the community for actually a year tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I know.
See, look, this is exactly what I wanted to get into. I also, like, I want to say about our introduction is probably one of the strangest ones I've had.
I don't even remember.
It was just like out the gate, we went from 0 to 100. Like, we sent one DM to each other, and it was like, I think you just hit me up about the MPX.
Oh,
I think that was what started it.
No,
like,
no,
hey.
No. It was after Hoodie's auction. And I was like, yo, what's up? And then we like talked in Discord. And then
Yeah. Get into that. Like, it's just literally from it was like, oh hey, you're a cool dude. Yeah, you want to talk on Discord? And I was like, all right, I guess. And we just sat there for like an hour and a half.
<I know. laughs>
Just out the gate.
I know. But, it was hilarious. And then
it was a good time.
And then it was like a month of radio silence, and I saw this super cool mod. I was like, yo, I need this. I'm like, yo, Billy, can you hook me up?
Yo, big trade. Got biggest haul of resin stuff I think I've had yet.
Yeah, I sent you a ton of stuff.
I balled out when Tristan was going out. Got a bunch of stuff off him, but soon gonna have a huge Nate haul. I'm stacking up on my resin printed stuff just to never use it, pretty much. Just like everything I buy. It's like, oh yeah, I'll use that eventually.
Dude, like my desk, let's see. My entire desk is filled with resin parts, and they're not all mine. It's just all, like, I mean, maybe I'll send you a picture of what it looks like for the...
Yeah, we'll throw it in the wrap up.
Right, for the post. But dude, it is covered. It is an addiction. You fall down a hole. Oh man.
Yo, is resin dust harmful?
Yeah, very harmful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so definitely wear a mask, you know, do it in your garage. Dude. I mean, liquid.
So you're
resin.
Telling me when I'm filing it and I'm ingesting those fumes, that's
I think that's pretty cancer inducing. So
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not.
Well, yeah. Too lazy to go outside to file, you know, so.
Right. Stay inside. That's okay. You only have one life.
Exactly.
Live it on the edge. But resin, yeah, I need to use gloves with it because it'll, just for a little bit of a friendly tip, if you're ever using resin, I guess anyone who's listening, always wear gloves. I know Eli, cough, cough, NN, says that he is used to, he's used to the feel of resin on his hands.
No.
And so that was a big face palm. It's okay. I love Eli too. But dude,
he's adapted and overcame it. It's just, he's built different.
It'll corrode through plastic. So I'll say that. And you're inhaling the dust.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about it getting on your hands, didn't you have like a soap sponsorship? Like,
it's a great thing that you brought that up. I did. Dude, Permatex, Fast Orange, they sponsored me.
Walk me through
2 a.m. So it was like 2 a.m. I'm trying to fix this printer. We can talk about this shit.
Yeah. We'll get into that for sure.
Yeah. That's something else to talk about. I was playing around with this new printer I got. I tipped the resin vat, like this kind of like box that holds the resin. I tipped that over and it got all over my hands. And there's like this soap in the basement. And normally, like normal hand soap, it'll not get that off. Like you need to wash your hands like 6 times. But, like this Fast Orange stuff, dude, it got off like so quick. It's so random. But then I posted a picture of like the bottle. I'm like, this stuff is so good. And it was the most random thing. It was like my 2 a.m. brain was like, all right, sure, let's just post this random
thing. Yeah, just shout out this soap that saved my life.
Exactly. But anyways, so the inventor of that soap, and now the chief of like innovation at that company, his son follows me and saw that and then sent my story to his dad. And then his dad was like, yo, give me his address. We'll send him some stuff. That's like, so I was like, what? Dude, it was so funny. And I have the fucking, I can't swear. All right.
It's okay. I won't censor you.
Good. Okay. I have the text between this kid and his dad. This kid's name is, it's not Lars, it's Hans. No, Lars. Lars Hans, hold on. I can't mess this up.
All right, well, don't dox the boy.
I know. No, it's Hans.
All right, shout out Hans.
Hans and Mr. Siebold, thank you. But they sent me this giant box, dude. They have like wet wipes, which is crazy. I haven't used one yet, but they sent me like eight of these things of soap and then one giant bottle of soap. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And they sent me like a shit ton of stickers.
What is it? Agent Orange? Wrong one. Sorry.
No. Fast Orange.
There we go.
Buy it if you need to. It's good work soap. It's got sand in it.
So Eli, take notes.
Eli.
Hold on. It actually is the one with sand in it?
Yeah, it's got sand
in it. Oh my God. Euphoric.
Guys, it's great.
Guys, if you have never experienced sand in your soap, go to the store right now.
Dude, it makes your hands feel so nice, and it smells like so all of their packaging is orange, obviously, but like, of course, it smells nice. Like, it smells like orange, and like, it gets wood glue off your hands. It gets
wood glue's a tough one.
It isn't that bad because it gets flaky, but it'll take super glue off your hands.
I like it. I like it. I might just pick it up everywhere for the home, because I have that at work, and it's a dream.
It's a dream. Dude, at the end of the day, you just wash your hands. You're like, oh, this is so nice.
Actually, I can't buy it for the house because I would just use it too often. My hands would probably dry out from the amount of times I'm just rubbing my hands together with it for the feeling.
I use it at every single time a print finishes. Like, or actually, oh, wow. That isn't true. So like, normally when a print finishes, if it's not a lazy day for me, I will like clean it off. I use water washable resin. Shout out to Nate for that, because I was originally not using water washable resin, and that
what's the difference? Really
So I'd probably say the bulk amount of resins out there, you need to wash off the excess resin after a print with rubbing alcohol.
Ah, right.
And so that gets a little bit expensive, and it also is much more difficult to clean it. But water washable is exactly what it sounds like. You just throw it in hot water under the sink, and
it just comes right off.
Yeah, it's great.
That's crazy. All right. Yeah, I know like bits and pieces about how all this resin printing stuff works just from various sources.
Yeah.
And so I know the alcohol is like a big thing from one of my buddies. So I'm going to, if he doesn't listen to this podcast, I'm going to have to fill him in.
Right.
Just let him know about that. That's crazy.
Right. No, but it's cool. It's a lifesaver. I have a sink right next to my printing station.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever prints finish, I send it over there and wash it off. But man,
and then soap up your hands. It's going to sound like crazy talk to anybody who's never had sand in their soap, but
I know. No, it's
a life changer.
It is a life changer.
There's pre sand in your soap, and then there's post sand in your soap. You're a different man. You're a different man, dude.
Once you try it, once you do soap, you can't do it again. Once you use this soap, you can't use normal soap again.
Don't do soap, kids.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Don't do soap.
Oh, trust me. That new mic ASMR quality.
Oh,
Pete, when's the ASMR dropping?
We're gonna be doing ASMR next month.
In the sheets tonight
with Billy.
Yo. Billy's all right. Well.
He's got to visit Mass. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're like 10 minutes in of just banter. It's been good. We're getting there. How about we take it back to the beginning? I can't believe you've only been in it for a year.
I know.
So typically people start out, you know, they were like Lego as a kid.
Yep.
What got you involved in the custom Lego community?
So I was one of those dumb kids who took Sharpies to like all the Phase 1 animated clones.
Of course.
Right? I still have drawers of them. So my best friend and I think
send Sharpie clone pics, please.
All right, I'm going to have to find them. But dude, I was in like, I did it until I was in like fifth grade, and then I was in middle school, and I was like, oh, I'm cool now. Just kidding.
Right. The dark ages.
Right. But yeah, so I used to Sharpie clones all the time, and we'd when you pretend that they're alive and stuff, you know.
Of course.
Being a kid is great.
Take me back.
Yeah. So we would get home, sit at like one of our kitchen tables, just rip out the Sharpies, and we'd try to make like Captain or Commander Pawns. I forget what his name is, but he was brown, and so we'd get brown everywhere, all over this helmet, and we thought they were freaking masterpieces. Like they were, it was so good until we kind of realized that they weren't. So we tried to make another one and it looked like maybe slightly better. But yeah, I started off with that and started off with, you know, I guess you can call it customizing. Mm-hmm. There's this one guy on YouTube who is super cool. I always watch his videos. Oh dude. He Tristan said it was his inspiration. It's probably my inspiration too. I can't recall the name.
I might have to go back to Tristan's episode to plug it, but
he was so, so cool. He's in the Air Force now, but I remember he would like have the best little techniques for like shoulder pads. And shoulder pads were so cool. I was like, whoa, 3D armor? I was like, I can't do that. Like, I'd watch it. Like, what the heck? But anyways, fast forward to COVID lockdown. You know, everyone's in their house. Can't do anything. You know, just playing the shit out of video games. There isn't a lot that I could have done. And I saw, like, I don't know how I stumbled upon this, but I saw, you know, it's sad to say, but you know Republic Bricks?
Yeah.
I saw his, I was like, what the heck is this? And like, that was my into the Lego community, like that guy. And so, you know, no hate on my boy Timmy Sterkel, but he's a little bit
he's out there.
Yeah, you know.
Yo, actually, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna keep it 100. Yeah. I'd love to get him on the podcast.
He'd definitely be interesting on the podcast, you know?
It'd be wild. It'd be a time.
It would. But from there, the crazy Google people were like, we're going to push all these ads to you now. And so just because I followed him and was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I got an AV Figures ad pushed to me on, I don't know if it was on Instagram or YouTube. Anyways, I saw that ad. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I can make a perfectly, like, symmetrical Commander Pawns. And doesn't look like shit. And it's the right color. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I remember, what was my first one? Oh, I actually have I still have the first helmet that I decaled. It was a Phase 1 Wolfpack ARC Trooper. No, ARF Trooper. And so I started with that and I just never went back. I just kept decaling. And yeah, I just kept doing that. And I got pretty good at it. Started a little Etsy store and then started actually my own site, which is the same as my website right now. It used to be called Decalers Inc. The PayPal is actually still called that, surprisingly, because I haven't gotten to changing that. But I started decaling and you know that was super cool for a little bit. I started in probably the beginning of August and then I started my account September probably 1st.
Really coming up on that year,
right, or maybe a little bit before that.
Now, but, I was looking through your Instagram page briefly before this and I noticed that you mentioned changing your Instagram username from Sir Brickington.
Yep.
I realized that I actually had recognized like that name and I just didn't realize that there was a name change. So when you hit me up later, I was like, well, like I thought you were like a new person, but the Sir Brickington name, like I must've seen around and I recalled it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. So anyone who's kind of friends with me, like who's been friends with me since like kind of like the beginning, they all know Sir Brickington. So whenever I bring up, I've been through three names. So I started this, it's funny. I started this account
in only a year.
Right. I started this account. I literally just like made it off the top of my head, to like spy on RB because he was like kind of scamming me.
Epic.
Right. So I kind of used it to troll him a little bit.
He was just having a silly, goofy time.
Right. And then as the account started to grow and I started to like be a little more serious about it, I was like, you know, Sir Brickington's a little bit too silly. I got to be a little more,
got to get it real.
Right. So then I switched it to Pete's Customs, which I liked, but then I also named my site Decalers Inc. So it's like, it doesn't make sense. That was kind of a mess. And then now I'm Pete's Armory, so I just changed it to match.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now we got that brand congruency.
Right. But with back to my decaling days. Dude, cutting out those godforsaken pieces of paper and putting them it was fun for a little bit. I clocked about 440 figures.
Over 400 figures?
Yeah, no, dude, I was going nuts.
Dude, what?
I was going kind of insane. And probably 200 or like 250 of those were Wolfpack grunts. for this one guy, for Caleb. You know, Friendly Whiskey.
Friendly Dude. Whiskey, not familiar.
It was kind of cool. He got into Legos again to kind of like help his PTSD, and like collecting them was like helping him. So I was like, oh, that's sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's a combat medic, super cool dude. But anyways, I did a shit ton of those. And so I think after his last order, which was like 50 of those grunts, I was like, you know what? Screw this. Like, I'm so done with that. And then I kind of discovered the customizing, like, all right, people, decalers are going to be mad at me. I don't count decaling as customizing.
Damn, that's a hot take right
it's
there.
It's a hot take. I don't, like, decaling is decaling. You're putting stickers on, oh, I called them stickers. That's another hot take. That's another hot take. Anyways.
You know, I would, it's customizing. You know, if you're modifying the brick, you're a customizer.
Sure, sure.
But, There's definitely levels to it.
Because right.
Obviously sharpieing ain't the same. It ain't on the level of what the boys are doing. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. But I started to watch the same guy again. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this out a little bit. So I started mixing, decaling, and like trying some armor pieces. If you go on my account when I made my own decals, like the croc decals, like I started doing some more like 3D things with that. And then I started doing some more painting. I did like a ghillie suit guy, and then I started with the Nate stuff. Like I don't think that the first Mandos I made I actually really liked. They're in my whips, like works in progress tab.
I'm gonna go check those out,
dude. The two Mandos, I loved those. I'm still so proud of those. Those look pretty good to me.
They are solid.
But
is the one of the first ones that you had like a Star Killer based on that with the magnetic
yeah.
That one's really cool.
Yeah.
Very recognizable. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. That was one of the first ones too. And the Flood Crabton Rex guy, that was a commission for someone. But I just eventually got into painting. Like you can express yourself so much more with painting. And of course, with decaling, you can do that with like splices and stuff like that. But man, painting was so cool. And you could really go anywhere. Like you could stick to canon or you could stick to creativity. I've done a lot of creative figs, but I'm starting to do a little more canon stuff, a little bit more.
Right.
But that is my journey. And
well, Nate, it's not all. So
going
going at what point did you decide like, hey, I'm gonna get into resin printing?
Yeah. So after the site kind of flopped,
the Decalers Inc.
Yeah, Decalers Inc. did not do well. In the beginning, you know, people didn't want, I mean, it did okay. Like I was making a decent amount of money, but, you know, people didn't like the want and need for decal commissions was kind of weaning as people kind of came out of COVID, because people had a ton of time. And so most of the kids who I was doing this for, they learned how to do it themselves.
Sure.
Right. So I was like, dang, what should I do? And I saw, Cold Blooded Bricks? What's his name? Hold on. Cold Blooded Customs. Yeah. Cold Blood Customs. I saw him printing these Mando helmets. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I was like, you know what would be sick? Is like clone armor. Because I love clones. Clones are the best. Clones are the greatest. And I was like, what can I do? And so I had a little bit of a background in 3D printing, using like the normal 3D printers. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try resin printing, because it just like the end product looks better and it's so much easier, like way easier, best outcome. I was like, all right, I'm gonna start selling these things. And then that was around the time Nate's minifigures was at like 5,000. No. He was at 1,000 when I was in December. He's at 1,000 followers, I think. It might have been like 3,000, but he's grown a ton. But anyways,
right.
Yeah. He started with his Mando stuff. It was great, dude. I started, so March 13th or March 14th, maybe 15th, was when I released my first clone armor. That was awesome. And so Nate, at that time, had already had his Mandos going, and Tristan and I were talking about some stuff. Just like him possibly doing some stuff. And then Tristan got into the game, and then we kind of had our trifecta going on. But yep. Anyways, that was in, I think the biggest reason why I wanted to do the resin stuff is because I can't sculpt for shit. Like, I can't do what Tristan does. God bless Tristan. I love him. But, dude, I couldn't do that, and a lot of other people couldn't do that. So these resin printed pieces kind of bridge the gap between those, like, D1 sculptors and, like, just normal people who can, who kind of want to paint. Right.
Yeah.
And so these
and it's a lot easier to access than having to get casted parts, which are always limited and have some defects and stuff like that.
Right. And so the issue with the casting is that some of the joints aren't the same or something isn't straight.
Mm-hmm.
With these prints, every print is more or less the same. Like geometrically, like if you buy 4 clone armor sets from me, they're probably going to be geometrically sound.
Yeah. Like, yeah, similar. Without a doubt.
And also it gives, like, at least for me, there is no way that I'm going to manually paint like a 2D clone design. Like, I can't, like, I probably still can't do that. But it gives you, like, a nice platform and, like, template almost.
Yeah,
you
know? To work off of.
Right. So it's kind of bridging that gap between.
I was trying to brainstorm last night, like, this idea of I don't know. I was seeing, like, TikToks of graffiti art where they made it, like, look like neon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like you have the white underlayer and then you spray it with whatever the color is, like the fluorescent color. Mm-hmm. And it looks like neon. It's super cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, like a figure designed in, like, a more artistic style like that would be really interesting. Yeah. And then I'm like, how would you paint? Well, at least for me, to hand paint every single detail would be stupid. And then I'm like, oh, this is exactly what resin printing's for, because now I have all those edges and everything to just kind of work the line onto.
Right.
That's another project that won't happen, but I'm glad I had the idea.
Right. I mean, hit Griff up with the idea. Griff is on top of the glowing effect.
True.
Dude, the glow effect is so fun. I posted a few, like, if I think 3 things with the glowing effect. It's so fun. Oh, actually, no, 4 with the spider droid. Dude, it's so fun to do that. Like, you got to think about, so, like, if you're looking at a light, you aren't looking at the color. It's mostly white, and then, like, the outside is the color.
Yeah.
So, it's, like,
I definitely want to do a lot more effects. I want to get up on my brush up on those Warhammer tutorials.
Oh, dude.
Really learn some techs.
Bro, another good topic, Warhammer guys. They are crazy. Nutty. Dude, like, It doesn't look real.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. Huge inspiration, like, from all them.
Oh, crazy. And, like, all the techniques and stuff. Hold on.
A good buddy of mine from the military community kind of sort of left, and now he's back. But he got into Warhammer in the meantime of, like, his long hiatus. Mm-hmm. And, dude, just so many techniques that he's, like, now applies to Lego stuff or is teaching me. It's great.
Yeah. I just sent you an account on Instagram. This guy is insane. Like, some of the Warhammer stuff is just crazy. And like the freehand painting and the shading and all that stuff, it doesn't look real.
Oh my god.
Yeah, are you checking it out?
It's not real, man. That is
It is not real. Like, and the metal effects are here. Like, I'll send you this post just so you don't have to go find it. Dude, it's insane. And
that one will be in the wrap up, so people know what I'm oohing and aahing about.
Great.
That blue is incredible. Did he freehand that skull on the back?
Yeah, he freehanded that.
No.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, it's,
and it's symmetrical?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, let's get into that.
Yo, okay.
Painting symmetry.
Anti-symmetry gang.
Oh.
All 2022, we're only doing asymmetrical painting. That's what's going to happen.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad, dude. It is, yeah, man. Symmetry is
It's why
is
I don't
not,
even try. It's why I haven't even attempted to make a face yet.
Symmetry is not my friend. But Griff and I were talking about this. We're like, the best way to hide hiccups in symmetry is weathering.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And paint chipping.
The R2 FU, I mean.
Uh-oh.
The decals were such a wreck. I literally, I don't have a picture of the top, but like, I had the wrong decal sheet for what I was using, so it actually didn't fit the rounded part properly.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know what droid it was specifically for, but besides that, it made the whole decal sheet like super wonky on the top. Oh. So I just like cut it and made it like it scratched on the sides. So bad.
Oh man.
But yeah, no, that's definitely the way to do it. Just make it weathered.
right. No, with my Commander Gray, dude, his helmet, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I literally spent an hour trying to get those two, like he almost has these like hooks on top of his helmet. They're green. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to weather it and do like paint chipping effects on it. I was like,
yeah, it looks badass like that too.
Yeah, it ended up looking good. I'm pretty happy with it, but man, yeah, symmetry is not my friend at all.
Oh man, one last bit about doing that neon highlights.
Yeah.
The armor that came to mind to do it on was actually yours, so.
Really?
Gonna have to cash in that $100
That's what I'm saying. You gotta cash in. Right then. You do.
I need that Bloodhound too. I need it bad.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I gotta start printing that. I'm gonna start printing that tomorrow. I've been lazy about that.
Please. Yo, Jackson just got to working on his.
Yeah.
He's been loving it.
Did you see the I sent him some extra parts too.
No, he didn't show me.
Oh, hold on. I'll send it to you. I sent him a few extra parts, like some shoulder plates and
pads. The shoulder plates on that were super cool.
Did
he send you the figure he made with it?
Yeah, here, look, I'll show you. This one.
Super good stuff.
You might have seen this one, but dude, it looks nuts. Yeah. It's like an anarchy ish figure.
Yep. You sent me that. Dude.
Yeah.
So good. Using Crazy. The knee pads and the shoulder plates it's key.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be up in a week or so, so I'm sure he'll have that post up, so that'll be in the wrap up. Oh, Shout out to our boy Fallout Bricks Jackson.
AKA
the
homie. Monkey.
Monkey man himself.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Cool. What else you got on the docket, buddy?
Oh, there's so many strands to go down. Wonderful. Rabbit holes.
Wonderful.
Speaking on, well, this is just how my mind works. I was like talking about the contest of getting that $100 from Griff's. I can't even remember what contest. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You have a clone contest going on, which I totally forgot about.
I do indeed.
I might enter into it. We'll see how it plays out.
What an astute observation.
That ends September 12th, I believe. Coming up real quick.
Yep.
How's that going?
I haven't checked in a little bit, quite honestly.
All right.
Yeah, let me look at that hashtag.
I'm gonna check right now too.
Oh, there's some cool stuff. There's some pretty neat looking stuff. Caillou has his. Caillou just posted.
Yes, Caillou's new one. Super cool.
Caillou's new one looks cool. Brick Boy's been doing something. You know what looks
this
really
ice
cool?
cream one is wild.
I know, dude. The ice cream one is cool. Look at Jabba's figs. Jabba's figs.
Yeah, I have to send it to me.
Dude, I like that one. That's pretty cool to me. Where are you at? But
yeah, I see that.
It's like the
Brick
it's like
Boy 501 right afterwards is pretty sick too. With the geometry on the helmet.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
For sure. Let's see who else. Ace's workshop. Ace did some cool stuff.
He's got
the homie. Dude, his Kamino security clone, like the Shock T themed one. I love that. And dude, someone else that's super underrated, Star Wars Customs 13. My man is so talented. He was the guy who won hoodies contest last time.
Oh yeah. No, he's a killer.
He's so creative. Like if you look at his account, he's been doing cool stuff. But yeah. So far the clone contest is going pretty cool. We got a bunch of nice stuff coming in.
Maybe I'll wrap up this neon idea and get it in for that. We'll see.
Do it. For anyone listening, first place is $100, second place is $50, and third place is $25.
Hell yeah.
So that can be either site credit or
cash monies? Yeah,
cash monies as well.
All right, then.
Balling out.
Balling out for the culture.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So going back a bit, you've obviously ran through the commission route of doing decal figs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been something on my mind as I take on more commissions and also just getting to know a lot more of the painter community.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of has a general disdain for doing commissions. I want to know your take.
You know, I think commissions can be fun, but commissions can also be the devil. I think that if you do commissions, you got to have a lot of time on your hands. Because I know at least when I get stuff commissioned, I'm very picky. Like it needs to be, I mean, it doesn't need to be perfect, but like it needs to be like very close. So always be prepared for that. I'm not a big fan of commissions. I tried my hand at the painted commissions and I'm probably not going to do it again. I'll do it for like friends, like do like cheap commissions for friends and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to open it to the public. But decaling commissions, those are fine. I think your commissions with mods, those are cool. Like I'm sure it's pretty easy just to like whip someone together.
Yeah, it's straightforward, but right, it's right. So I just my biggest commission I had, which I think included that MPX, or that was around the same time when you hit me up.
Yeah.
It was like 20 plus guns and
oh, okay, yeah.
Halfway through that, I was like, yeah. I'm feeling the burn now. This is a lot.
Yeah.
And shout out, same guy just hit me up for more, and I'm just a fool and I'm willing to do it. I got the time though.
Right. That's good.
I've kept my job part time, so I'm like, all right, this is just, it's working two part time jobs. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. But decaling commissions, you can definitely do more just because they're kind of straightforward, but like painting,
kill myself if I had to do decal commissions.
Yeah, when I was, so it was like for me, I was probably doing like 40 figures a month.
Gosh.
And 20 of them were Wolfpack grunts. Or more. Yeah, that was bad. Dude, I literally kept a book keeping track of like what figures I had to do.
Yeah, you have to be organized.
Yeah, no, I got them done fast too. Like,
how much would you be charging for like a full figure?
It really depended on what I like, my mood. I didn't really
I feel that. I feel that.
I didn't have like a set. I was like, am I in a good mood today?
Yo, that's real.
Yeah. So it kind of ranged, but with Caleb, since he was, I to this day, I give active and active military and veterans discounts if I happen to know that they have, like if I confirm MOS and stuff like that.
That's actually a great idea. I'm going to continue. I'm going to take that on as well.
Yeah. So for Caleb, I was doing like $15 a figure. And
nice.
Maybe a little less, like 13.
That sounds really cheap.
Yeah, but for full coverage, I'd do like 30, because that's dude.
Oh, the Wolfpack wasn't full coverage?
No. So full coverage means do you know Doom Unit?
I've heard the name, but
so basically he's all green with like a little bit of gray. So when you take a white body and you need to turn that into green, you need to cover every single piece of white with a decal, and it needs to line up. So right. That is not a fun time, but yeah. So those always cost more, and then I charge more for like accessories and stuff like that. But he just wanted grunts. So I was like, all right, cool.
All right, that's cool.
But yeah, long version of the commission question. But yeah,
No, it's interesting. Again, like I was talking to Griff about it today.
Mm-hmm.
And he said for him, he felt like a lot of pressure doing them, but the auctions are like the perfect in between of that, because he could just make whatever on, you know, whatever pace, whatever it is, whatever he wants to make. And then at the end of it, it's like, all right, they're still getting sort of sold off, liquidated.
Cool.
And out there for the people. But, you know, I saw it, just him describing it that way, it was like a cool in between.
No, I completely agree. I'm actually planning, I just decided this today, I'm planning a small little auction for like the next few figures I'm doing.
Sick.
But dude, that's the best. Like you have artistic freedom over it. And with most of my commissions, people just like give me a general idea and then like, all right, do you kind of what you want? I'm like, okay. But like
that is tough. Yeah.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but like today I just went on a live stream and I was just screwing around with some parts. I was like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this a lot. And then yeah, it just came together. Like I just posted it.
Oh, that was all on the live stream? Yeah, no, I love that figure.
Yeah, no, dude, it's great. I'm a huge fan of that, of this figure.
If I'm gonna keep it real, fun. I think the photography on that first pick is just
it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to retake that. It's quite dark.
Even it seems a little blurry too, besides being that dark.
Yeah. It isn't that good. But yeah, I'm gonna
dope ass figure.
Probably, I'm probably gonna have to repost that one.
Please do.
I will. Don't worry. But yeah, but it's been cool. And today I was working on painting some spider droids. Those have been super popular. Like
that's
super,
good. That's good.
Super popular.
I'd love to see it.
I know. And what I'm going to be working on next, I have a few more like clone things coming. I was talking to Nate today and we're all set. So he just redid his commando armor. And so I have Tristan's commando armor files. And so I'm modding those to make my own.
Oh,
So there'll be two commando armor sets. And so they're going to be wildly different. I love Nate's new commando armor, but I'm also making my own. But if you want to check Nate's out, you know where to find his, and you know where to find mine. Anyways. After work on a few more clone things, I'm going to start a Droidica project. Like the Droidicas are like the little...
Yeah, the ball things.
Yeah. They like they roll around pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm going to use translucent blue resin to make like the energy shield around them.
No way.
Yeah, it's going to be
pretty cool. That is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
it's okay. Gonna
be pretty sick.
I'm excited to see that.
It's going
to
be pretty sick. But yeah, that's what I got coming up.
This kind of perfectly the spider droids came out great. That perfectly transitions into one of my questions. I was going to ask, how do you get ideas for future products?
I literally just watch Star Wars, or I just post something on my story, like, "Hey, what do you guys like to see?" Normally, it's just like weird Genius. Things. No. Normally, it's just like weird things that like people put on like the story, like ask me a question. Mostly, mm-hmm. It's just like Caillou. Kiss me. Kiss me or like give me bath water. I mean, I do that to Griff.
It's work in progress. Work in progress.
Right.
New Year's auction. bath
water. Yep. You guys heard it here. Griff bath water coming.
This is an official announcement. I don't know if Griff keeps up with the episodes, but we're putting it out in the ether.
Yo, I need to like
edit. I'm for real something. Making it. I'm for real making it.
You have to. And then no. In the post, we need to like edit like Hoodie Studios bathwater and onto like little like Tupperware thing. Just as a
joke. You know what I'm trying to think now?
What?
Is if so I was thinking this whole time it'll be like just a little jar sort of deal for like on a minifig that can hold it. Mm-hmm. I think I'll fill it with water.
Do it.
I don't know why I don't see why I can't. You know?
I know. That's all so, right. So do it.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good time. Cool. Check it out. It just announced New Year's area. There's no official date. It's gonna be huge. All the boys are showing out. Gonna have a bunch of good customs.
Yep.
Saving your buckaroos,
bro. You better start saving your pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm. Got to get that big water jug on the floor. Fill it up with your quarters.
Right.
We're really saving out here.
Oh yeah, dude. It's gonna be big. Do we have an official date on that?
No. Okay. It's just going to be Christmas time, New Year's area.
Gotcha. Cool.
But no official date yet.
Cool.
But no, I love your process for new future products.
Thank you.
It's great.
Just sit down and watch Star Wars.
Let the ideas come to you.
Right. Or I just like see something. I'm like, you know what? I really want to paint that, which means other people are going to want to probably paint that.
Mm-hmm.
Or dude, there's this website we could definitely gotta plug this Art Station.
I've heard that. Oh, Art that's just Station? It's like Pinterest but just concept art.
Yeah,
It is,
dude. Oh my god, Art Station is crazy.
Art Station is so nice. So if I'm ever looking for fig ideas or possible product ideas, go there.
Best I gotta place. I was just thinking earlier. I gotta up my Pinterest game because Pinterest is honestly such a great resource for just being able to store ideas.
Yeah,
but I think all I have to do is start uploading my own stuff so I can add it into the albums, mm-hmm. and then I'd be set. Like Got I'd you. Be really.
I'm gonna have to look more into that, like Flickr and Pinterest and stuff like that.
Flickr is dead. I'm gonna keep it hot.
All right, keep all right, 100.
But Flickr is amazing if you're trying to look for, if you're gonna build a mock, go to Flickr. That's really it. But Pinterest is cool for a lot of concept art stuff. And I heard the recommendation from a few people. I'm like,
maybe.
Right. Like, nah. But it's really great because their recommendation sort of features just gets you down a rabbit hole of similar content.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Right. Awesome. Cool.
Shout out Pinterest.
Shout out Pinterest. And this... Artstation. Uh-oh. What just came up on your feed?
So I'm on Artstation.
Yeah.
There's this like crazy Mosin rifle that it's just like made of tree bark.
Whoa.
It's like, it's crazy. Hold on. I'm sending you the link.
Okay.
Super cool.
Whoa. What the?
Yo. It just looks like a tree.
Bro, Griff has to make this. Dude, it's got moss. Griff has to make this. Dude, we need to send this to Griff right after this. Dude, this is why ArtStation is amazing.
I'll throw it in the chat right now.
Do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, ArtStation is great. They have, yeah. I actually met, you know, the game developer Respawn?
No.
Respawn made Titanfall and a bunch of other. They work sometimes in tandem with EA. So like those big EA shooters.
Mm-hmm.
They also worked on the first Destiny. Anyways, one of their designers or one of their, digital designers, he's on ArtStation. I got to talk to him when I was looking for some Titanfall stuff. Nicest guy and super introspective and really talented too. Super cool. But everyone on our ArtStation is pretty nice.
That's awesome. I didn't know you could like kind of reach out to people through this.
No. There's like messaging and stuff on there. And
so cool. Yeah. Oh, and there's a marketplace. Yo.
Yeah.
Shout out ArtStation.
You can buy stuff. Yeah. It's pretty sick.
All right. But yeah. Love it. So how are things with your printer?
Oh, dude. Oh, all right. So
buckle in, boys.
Yeah. Buckle in. This is a rough, rough road. So how this all started is my printer. I was sold a bad plastic film that the printer uses, and it broke and then spilled resin all over the printer, and then the resin hardened onto all of the components of the printer. Oh, my
God.
And then I took, like, the little vat off, and then all the components came with the vat. So that's fun. So that was terrible. And so I was like, you know, screw this. So it was orders were booming. Not like Nate's orders. Nate gets like 100 orders a week.
Nate's on another level. It's Nate is unreal. On
a different level. But orders were coming in. I was like, you know what? We're going to make the decision to get a bigger, better printer. And so I decided to get an EPAX printer. Just because I've heard really good things about it, and it is a massive build plate with really high resolution. So how you grade these resin printers is how many lines can you get in? Like how many of these like little lines can you get?
Mm-hmm.
That's resolution. So and there's a bunch of other things, but it's a little bit complicated. Won't go into that. But this new printer had a lot of promise. So I got it in. I know a decent amount of them about it. Like I can figure all of them out and I know the ins and outs of them. This thing did not work. Like the one they sent me for the first time.
The first time. Just keep that in mind. The first time.
So I spend $1,000 on this printer, right? Normally I spend 250 to like 280 on a printer, and it doesn't break besides that one time. So I go out, I spend a pretty penny on this. I'm like, man, well, this is kind of a dud. It doesn't even level itself and it doesn't work. So that's about $40 worth of resin that I wasted. So I was like, okay. I call the customer service. We have a little meeting. They're like, oh, that's kind of weird. All right, ship it back to us. I'm like, okay, fine. Shout out to their customer support. They like video called with me and like walked through stuff. Like, that was really good customer service.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Right. Like, dude, like they video called me and stuff. It was super nice. But sent that back. They sent me a new one. And this one worked for a little bit. But it started, the quality started to get out of hand. And so normally when that happens, you need to change the plastic film. I did that. It didn't get better. I did everything, literally everything under the sun possible to get it to be printing how it should be. Like, you know, screw this. So actually last night, I'm like, all right, I'm going to return this. And so I got three of the Elagumars 2 Pros, and they will run until they die, and they will run perfectly. So I got three of those.
Those are like the $200 models.
Yeah. No, dude, it's surprising. That's like the gold standard. Like the gold standard. 2K resolution, but that's okay. You can barely tell the difference with like these little pieces that I'm printing.
What was the resolution on the good one, the $1,000 one you'd bought?
4,000 to 5,000. Mm. And the build plate was 5 times bigger than the previous printers I had had.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm absolutely done with this. You know, this isn't happening anymore. Our relationship is over, EPEX. Shout out to everyone who has an EPEX printer that works.
Must be nice.
It must be fantastic. Not in my experience. So Brick Arms, Will, mm-hmm. nicest guy. He has the same printer. He says it worked out of the box like a charm. We compared settings. We FaceTimed. He's like, yeah, that's really wacky. Heonic Bricks, another guy, a little bit smaller, but said the same thing. He has the same printer. It's like, oh, great. So what I chalk this up to is EPEX is a smaller starting off company that have a little bit of quality control issues. But that's okay. That's all right. But Elagu, Nate can stand by me with this. Elagus do not break. Very rarely do they do.
Elagu don't crack.
Right. Elagu is strong as ox. And so that is the printer situation. So now I will have three Elagumars, 2 Pros.
And you're just going to run them all?
Yeah, and just run them all. Because like, I don't need a massive build plate because a helmet is yay big.
Right,
like,
it's, like, right, it's not right. that big. It would just up production. It's not right. that you actually need that scale.
Right, right. And so if you think about it in a business scenario, obviously this is a business scenario. Do you go all out on one really big expensive one, or is that going to end up being more expensive than rotating in, for my lack of words, trashy ones mm-hmm. that'll die in a, they have a certain lifespan, but they're way cheaper and they will work till they die. Right. So that's actually like, I was talking to my dad about this. He's like, yeah, there's like a whole algorithm.
You'd have to really run numbers on that, but
right of like what is more cost effective. Like, are you going to get one big one that is really good and like risk that, or are you going to get a ton of shitty ones and like there's like a certain graph. It's like, where does this intersect where this is where one is better than the other over a certain period of time, if you get x amount of orders per week, and how much you're spending on this, how much you're spending on that. It's like a whole budgeting thing, but yeah.
No, it's an interesting conversation, honestly. Finding the middle ground between that. Actually, I realize saying it's an interesting conversation for most listeners, like, that sounds boring as shit, but I love the more technical ideas behind business.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, this is great. Like, I'm going out of high school. Dude, like, starting your own company.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How old are you?
18.
How am I older? This whole time I've thought you were older than me, dude.
No.
Dude.
No, you're definitely older than me.
Shout out. I literally thought you were like mid-20s. I don't know why.
No.
This blows my mind. This changes everything. This changes everything.
Billy could be my dad. No. Still in my teens.
That's wild. So what, did you just graduate senior year? You're going into senior year?
Going in.
That's crazy.
Technically, no. So doing advanced stuff. So like in between.
Got you. But all right.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
This has changed everything. I know.
Well, but yeah, it's pretty sick.
Indeed. Very sick.
Drop the bombshell. And Venom, like you, we were playing games with him last night.
Yeah.
Venom's 15.
No.
Yeah, Venom's 15.
Shout out Venom. Rocking with the site.
I know.
You're killing it.
I know.
That's wild.
I know. Dude, it's a young man's game.
You love to see it. I know. Resin really opened the door and made it an equal opportunity for everyone to get in on this.
Right. Sadly, though, I think Pete's Armory is going to come to a close probably in a year. I'll still be in the community. But Nate and I might, merge stuff together.
Oh.
We might have a little shebang going on.
Interesting.
I might be doing some designing for Nate when I need some lunch money.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
We'll see.
Nate's going to become a conglomerate, just sucking up all the little Risen printers.
That's right.
That'd actually be wild. Imagine he makes a global network of people Risen printing his stuff to send out, like resellers.
Drop shipping.
This is a crazy idea. Yeah, drop shipping Risen printing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I gotta bleep this out. I can't be giving people away the secret sauce.
You can't.
This is crazy.
I know.
So what were you gonna say?
Speaking of the site, we got apparel dropping soon.
Ooh.
I know.
Shout out Peace Armory Trip.
We got t-shirts.
Oh baby.
We got t-shirts. We got t-shirts. I know. Hold on. I gotta find
a
picture.
You got a photo? Yeah. I'll put it in the wrap up.
Yep. You gotta keep talking while I show you, though.
All right. Bricks and Banter exclusive right now. We're dropping the Pete's Armory merch.
I know, dude. It actually looks pretty good. I got it from a company called Threadbird, and dude, like they're actually high quality shirts, like dead ass high quality shirts.
Sick.
Here you get a Pete back reveal.
Oh baby. Look at them arms.
Bro, my veins
strong
are popping.
Strong shoulders.
My veins be popping. My veins be popping in that video, in that photo too.
Good shit. I love
it. I know.
Clean.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, speaking about all this clothing, new merchandise.
Yep.
Let's get into it. Copper drop, baby.
All right.
First item up.
Okay.
You know how this goes. If you like it, you cop it. If you don't, you drop it.
Let's do it.
We got hot off the presses, just released today as we're recording this, but it would have been a week ago, but time it airs.
Yep.
New collaboration piece, the V2 lightsaber hilts between minifigs and LM9. Aaron, how are you feeling on these?
Dude, I'm a fan of these. So I don't do a lot of custom Jedis and stuff like that. So I'm going to say cop for this one, and I'll explain why, even though I probably won't personally cop them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say cop for these. Aaron and Nate did a lot of work with these, and they're super accurate. And so if you are into making a lot of these,
Jedi customs.
Yeah, like Jedi customs and trying to make like more accurate canon stuff. And maybe you aren't even like making Jedi customs, but you're just like upgrading Lego ones.
Yeah,
these are great. So I'd probably say this is probably a cop.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely into them. The designs are absolutely top notch. I really like the way that the two of the designs have like a split open. The top two, how they split open.
Yeah, those are the Ahsoka ones.
Oh, okay.
Because Ahsoka's got, so there's like, so the one on the right in like the top right corner, mm-hmm. that's like the shorter Ahsoka one. She's like one that's like long and then one that's like short.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah.
The more you know. Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. All right. All right. Cool.
Well, next item then.
All right.
Natsy Bricks. New visor packs coming out August 31st.
Yeah, dude,
killer. My
boy, dude, killer. Definitely a cop. I will be copying these 100%.
I can't sleep at night because I didn't cop the first wave. Okay,
all right, yeah.
I need to go back. I need a cop. I hope he restocks the original set.
I can talk to him,
dude. Incredible,
dude. He has some crazy high quality stuff. Great pictures. His power armor too. I'll bring it up even though it's not in here.
No, fine. Go
power
for
armor
it.
And all the weapons, dude.
This stuff's unreal.
Great. And the visor that almost looks like a medieval type beat.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I love that. That
it
is
reminds
so
me of something.
Cool.
Oh, it actually clicked. Sort of like Genji.
Yeah.
Exactly. Reminds me of that.
Right.
Really, dude, killer stuff.
Super cool stuff. 100%. And super high quality. Like, really, really good attention to detail with him.
It's amazing that he sells painted versions, too, for such a reasonable cost.
Right.
Yeah. Really well worth it.
Yeah, and
he's... Sorry. Continue.
He's in Singapore, too, which is awesome. Super cool. Mm-hmm. Shout out to also Lucas in Singapore as well. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, with the just offering affordable painted pieces with the resin stuff. Because I feel like one barrier entry for a lot of people getting into resin is that if they're not going to be a modifier, like they'll just completely disregard it because they don't have a use. They're not going to spend the time to paint it.
Right.
And so if you're offering a pre-painted item like that, it opens up a lot of doors for people to potentially purchase it.
100%, dude. And that's what I've been trying to do, but it just takes so much time.
Oh, yeah. No, you'd have to get... I don't know. I'd imagine he airbrushes them. They kind of look like they have that finish.
He 100%. He does. He airbrushes all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been thinking about doing pre-painted spider droids.
Mm.
But, you know... the thing about the spider droids is that the only way to sell them is unassembled or disassembled, because the legs will be fragile or they'll break, and same with the antenna on the top. So like pre-painted is super hard. It's like, yeah, but obviously definitely cop with the Natsy stuff. Definitely check them out if you have not checked them out. Really absolutely. High quality stuff.
And we have a last minute switch up in the program.
All right.
Copper drop. Last item here from Brick Arms, just announced an hour ago.
Yep.
The Z6X4 sci-fi Star Wars minigun looking thing.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Definitely a cop. Maybe not for me because I actually just finished a design today of one of these.
Oh.
That's... I'd probably say more accurate than this just for that. I mean, obviously it's probably gonna be a little more accurate, like detail wise, because he's
got a style.
Right. But yeah, no, this is definitely a cop. It's much better than any of the other injection molded stuff that I've seen so far.
Yeah.
100%. But that's definitely a cop.
I always love the modular stuff just to see what other people do combining it with other modular items for more like, somebody's post recently had I'm gonna have to cut out this little pause here while I find what I'm trying to talk about. They made, I can't even remember what I called it. I'm not gonna find this. Anyways, just making like kit bashy Brick Arms mods where you're using like the U clips and the handles that he's made. There's just a lot of interesting, I don't know, there's people who work with that instead of actually cutting and gluing, and it's interesting to see that. So I love having more options out there.
Oh,
just
for sure.
To see what they whip up.
For sure. Yeah, no, 100%. But dude, Will is awesome. I love Will.
Yeah, great. Goat. Oh, hopefully 100%. Getting him on soon.
Yeah. Hopefully Will and I have some stuff coming. I'm not.
Oh?
I can't say on the podcast, all right? But well, I'll tell you.
Let's wrap this up real quick. I got to hear it.
All right.
Well, we've made it through the copper drop.
We did.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you, Pete, getting to know you.
Of course.
Learned so much. Can't believe you've only been at it a year. Can't believe you're younger than me.
I know.
It's a strange world we're living in.
It's crazy. I'm still taller than you, though.
I bet you are. It's not hard.
I'm kidding.
It's not hard to be taller.
I can't pull that card. Okay.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Oh my goodness.
Same as
Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. He towered over me.
Dude, I saw those Instagram posts. That was so funny.
Oh my god.
That was the best.
He's an absolute unit.
I love him. He's so nice.
Yeah. Kindest guy. It was surreal to actually meet him in person. He's the first person, like Lego person, really, outside of Victor, but I've known. He's just a family friend at this point.
Yeah. 100%.
Just to meet a Lego friend at my house, like have them come over, but no less, it's like the first introduction, because like you can meet them at cons and then it's like, all right, I'm already familiar with you. It was surreal.
Dude, I'm sure. Dude, and Jackson's such a nice guy. Oh, and also something else Jackson and I have in common is we both have type 1 diabetes.
Yeah. Shout out diabetes gang.
Shout out the Beatus. No. But dude, that's awesome. I completely get that. But for anyone who wants to get to know me more, hit me in the DMs or I'll be at Brick Fair, Virginia next year.
Please, dude. I was just going to ask it. We got a link. Brick Fair, Virginia is going to be a crazy one.
100%, dude. It's going to be Brick nuts next year there. For sure. It's going to be nuts
If he doesn't come, I'm going to beat him up.
Dude, if he doesn't come, I will book plane tickets for all of us because I know his address.
All right. Shout out.
And we're going to go knock on his door.
I like the energy.
Me too.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on, man. It's great
talking, bro. Any last words?
Free power.
And that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Please share the podcast with a friend or repost us on Instagram. Simple as that. Just get it right, Billy. First time, okay? It is greatly appreciated. Thank you again to Nate's Minifigs for sponsoring this episode, and make sure to check out his website, natesminifigs.com. Use promo code BM4 at checkout for 15% off. Last up here, I want to give a huge thank you to all the patrons on patreon.com. We have Seth, Mike, Justin, Francisco, Dash Bricks, J Bricks, PK Custom Lego, Milo, Jay, Minibigs, Thomas, and Mango, Ride, and Mongo. Thank you all so much. I can't thank you guys enough. And I have not forgot y'all. I got some Bricks and Banter torsos coming in soon that I commissioned from Eclipse Graphics, and those are going to be going out to a bunch of you homies. So thank you all so much. Make sure to come back in 2 weeks for the next episode of the podcast. I'm joined by Enigma Badger, an absolute legend in the Brick Arms community. You will not want to miss it. See you then.